I'd like to just take this couple of minutes that I have to say that it is shocking how this situation has risen again in the hospital services. And we know that this issue had been investigated previously and reported on through public inquiries. And it must be a truly shocking situation for the families, and my thoughts are with them at this very difficult time. But when we see that the management did not rate the incident as serious, but did express concern about the adverse publicity for the hospital if it came to public attention, according to an email sent by senior pathology staff in Cork, as reported by RTE, it says it all, really, I think. And then we hear the HSE excuse for everything now. The hospital group said that the delays were due to challenges sourcing appropriate external expertise during the pandemic, and more recently, the cyber attack on the HSE. But it now expects the review to be finalised in early October or November. I mean, I think that's just shocking at this stage that it's still been trotted out as an excuse. It is amazing that after all that has gone on in the recent past, that this would still be allowed to happen in the health services. But I think it shows a state of lack of management rather than management in the health services. How do we know that this is the only hospital in the state where this has happened? And I think that is a question that is burning for every parent who has lost a baby in maternity wards all over the state today. I have contacted management at the Sealta Hospital Group that covers Letterkenny, Sligo and Galway, that cover my constituency, to see if they can categorically say that this situation does not exist there, and they have checked. And they replied that the HSE standards and recommended practices for the postmortem exam in 2012 that they're fully in compliance with that. But I'm sure Cork University Hospital would give the same reply 6 months before this broke in relation to them. So I think we need more reassurance than that, and I'm glad to see that you're asking all the hospitals. But all parents need to be reassured now. I also find it amazing that these issues seem to arise in relation to women's healthcare in Ireland. Why have we never had a scandal in relation to prostate cancer in our health services? Or why do we never have a scandal in relation to testicular cancer? I think that has to be part of any investigation. That question has to be answered as well, and perhaps that is an indication of where the systemic problem is. Thank you.